So I have a two-part teaching. The first part's living transformed in the spirit, and then the second part's going to be about the care and share teams. This used to be two separate talks, but we condensed them into one, and both talks have been condensed, so it won't be twice as long either. So in John 14, 16 through 20, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you." At our baptism and confirmation, the Holy Spirit came upon us and came to dwell in us. Now that we are older and more spiritually mature, we can accept and invite the Holy Spirit back into our hearts and to renew the gifts he gave us at our baptism and confirmation. We can ask him to help us with our spiritual journey and growing closer to God, and there are many ways to do this. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is a good way to start. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit helps to reawaken the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we received at our baptism and confirmation and to bring them to the forefront. One of the first steps in living in a transformed life is to make changes within our own hearts. We have to transform our way of thinking to that of what the Holy Spirit guides us to do. This encourages us to continue our search to learn more about God and to work on our relationship with God in a more personal way. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And that's from Matthew 9. Before we can go to work, we need first to prepare ourselves so that we can reach out to others. Building ourselves up in the Lord is a continuous job, but so is reaching out to others. The gifts and charisms that the Holy Spirit provides will help us to achieve this goal. We are all gifted with both natural talents and some charisms from the Holy Spirit. In order to be true laborers for God, it is important to take some time to discern where our natural talents lie, and then to pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to fill in the gaps where our weaknesses lie. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will be given to us as he decides. An example of this in my own personal life is when I was kind of evangelizing to a coworker one time who had lost his faith because of some previous life experiences. And as I was talking to him, a sentence came out of my mouth that I had not planned to say or I didn't even think of. After I said this, I recognized that it came from the Holy Spirit. And I remember thinking, that was a clever thing to say. I wish I would have thought of it. Because it's like, I don't know where it came from. I could tell this sentence stirred up a deep feeling for him by his facial reaction. This was a manifestation of the gift of wisdom. Sometimes the Holy Spirit jumps in when you don't expect him, but know that he is always around, even if he doesn't manifest himself in an obvious way. This experience I had was an unusual one for me, but I believe the Holy Spirit worked in this way for my coworker's benefit, and this was something he needed to hear for some reason. Had I not been a member of Lighthouse, I probably would not have learned to be as open to the Holy Spirit and his gifts, and this may have not happened, or even if I did, I wouldn't have understood it. Being a part of a spiritual community like Lighthouse helps us to discover how the Holy Spirit works, where our talents lie, and how best to reach out to others for the cause of Christ. We need the support and encouragement from our spiritual family in order to be the best version of ourselves. We need to be around other spiritually grounded people to help us to continue to learn and grow in the Spirit. When we start to direct our hearts and minds towards God, we may discover that the evil one assails us even harder. We actually should expect this. Know that God is always with us and will help us through these trials. God knows what graces and blessings we need even before we do, and He will arm us with what is needed. Having a community of people around us to support us tremendously helps. It is important to know that we are called to live in this world, but not of this world. We still need to take care of our usual responsibilities, such as providing for our family, caring for children, etc. But our mindset can be reshaped to live in the spiritual world. Jesus and Mary are the perfect examples of this. Their hearts and minds were primarily focused on God's will, but they still took care of what was needed in the human world. When our hearts and minds are reformed to living in the Spirit, we will be guided on what we should do. The Holy Spirit will help balance out our lives appropriately so that the necessary things are taken care of. Lighthouse provides an environment for growing and learning in the Holy Spirit. Part of belonging to Lighthouse community is also being a part of a smaller group for more personal sharing and learning, which brings me to the second half of this talk, which is about the Care and Share teams, or the CAST. So the Care and Share groups are the smaller groups within our community. They meet on different days. Why do we need smaller groups within our community? From 1 Corinthians, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So community is based on shared life and the relationships among the group. Smaller groups allow for more personal sharing. These groups meet on a regular basis to praise God, pray together, and to share and support each other. Our spiritual gifts are nurtured and encouraged to grow and develop within the smaller group, so that we will feel more confident in sharing some things in the larger group. So there are 7 purposes of a CAST. 1 is to grow in an intimacy with the Lord. This involves faithful prayer time every day. Prayer can take many different forms: actual verbal prayer, volunteering for a charity, taking care of family members, listening to Christian music, etc. There's many different forms. The second purpose is to grow in the love for one another. We grow in a deeper knowledge of each other, which leads to mutual trust and love. We feel safe to share our thoughts, fears, and concerns. All of this is held in strict confidence within the CAST. 3, to share Jesus with others. Through the Holy Spirit working in us, we build up the body of Christ. We become bolder in sharing our faith. 4, to minister to the body of Christ, which is Lighthouse community. We get involved in a ministry together as a CAST, and we use our spiritual gifts. 5, to give and receive support. Because of close relationships that have developed, we support and encourage one another with our struggles, concerns, important decisions, etc. But it's not supposed to be a therapy session. 6, to raise up new leaders. CAST leaders and assistant leaders often recognize special gifts in other CAST members. We encourage them to use their gifts with confidence. 7, to deepen our Christian identity. We are a unified body of believers with a common purpose and goal. We realize that we are a child of God with a mission to bring souls to Him. There are typically 4 parts to a CAST meeting. Sometimes there's song and praise, a time for sharing, some discussion time, and personal prayer time. each care and share group does things a little bit differently, so it's important to figure out which one works best for you. It's recommended to visit at least two different casts, if possible, before choosing which one that seems to work for you. There are currently 8 CAST groups within our community. Most groups meet twice a month, and a couple just meet once a month. And to come and see Rose, we'll talk more about the care and share more details. But that's just to give you an overview of what to expect. Thank you.